Today's daf is Wochendaf Lamedtes, and we are at the two dots in the middle of Daf Lamedtes Amid Beis. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek Beis Shammai, which discusses the minimal amount of zrikos that were ma'akev in a carbon. The Mishnah says, as it relates to carbonos whose dam was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, all carbonos, with the exception of the carbon chatos, everybody's in agreement that if the koyen did a matana achas, he did one zrika, kiper, that would accomplish whatever the zrika, whatever the carbon is supposed to accomplish. With regards to the carbon chatos that was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that was a machloikis b'shamim b'sil. Bisul said, just like shar karbonos, one maton is enough, so too that chatos, one maton is going to be enough as well. Beishamai says, I agree shar karbonos, one maton is enough, but when it comes to the chatos, there, based on a drosha, yeshem lemikra, you would have to have, at the very least, two matonis. You would have to have two zrikas. As it relates to the carbon chatos that was put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, now as it relates to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's only the Geir HaChatos, because there were no other carbonos that were ever put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So as it relates to the chatos HaPnimi, there everyone's in agreement that all of the zrikos, all of the matonis are going to be me'akif. But let's focus now on the carbon chatos that was put on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that l'shitas beis hillel, it's only that first matana that's ma'akev. Anything that happens after that is no longer ma'akev. So yesh la'ayeh, those other three zrikos that are not ma'akev, but they're l'chatchila, something that you're supposed to do, they're part and parcel of the avodas hazrika, of this karma chatas. Do we treat those zrikos as full-fledged zrikos? Because, let's be honest, that's what they are, or maybe no. Being that they're extra credit digger zrikos, and they're not ma'akiv in the ikka kapara, so maybe the etzim zrika is not the same zrika, and it could be the Shulchan Aruch that would govern those zrikos would be a little different than the Shulchan Aruch that governs the first zrika, and really all zrikos that you find in, say, the Kachem, and it's really that which is the backdrop to the first part of today's daf. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Shalosh matonis shebechatois, the latter three matonis of the Karben Chatos, number one, Enam bois balayla, cannot be done at night. Avoid that had to be done during the day, specifically as it relates to Zrika. There's a sugi coming up later, Mesech Tzvachim, that says, Dam nifsel b'shkiyas achama. Which shkiyah? By the way, that's one of the places that Rabbeinu Tam has his famous shita as it relates to shkiyah. But dam becomes puzzle once it's shkia, which would make it completely impossible to be able to do a zrika balayla. But either way, says Rabbi Yochanan, with regards to those shalosh matonish bechatois, those other three zrikos, just like a regular zrika is not brought balayla, they can't be brought balayla either. Ubayis la'achar misa, they could be brought la'achar misa. We know that one of the chedushim that you find with a carbon chatos is that there are chamesh chatois hamesos. One of the examples of a chatos whose din is that it's lemisa azla is a chatos shemesu bala. So if the bailam of the chatos dies, then the chatos itself has to be killed. Says Rabbi Yochanan, what would be if the kohen was in the middle doing the avodah? He even did the first rika, and then in between the first rika and the second rika, or between the second and the third, and the third and the fourth, the bailam mysteriously died. Could you now continue doing this rika, or do we say no? Now this is a chatas psula, this is a chatas that's lemisa azel, this is one of the chamesh chatois hamesis, and as a result, you wouldn't be able to. Says Rabbi Yochanan, as much as those latter three zrikas are zrikas, but it's bois lachamisa. And finally, v'hamayla behem b'chutz chayev, in the event that one would do a zrika with those bloods, b'chutz, he would be chayev. We know you're not let a shecht b'chutz, we know you're not let it be makter b'chutz, those are psukim in the Torah, the Gemara in Perek, v'hashoichet v'hamayla is marba other avodas that you weren't allowed to do bachotz either. One of those avoidas is zrika, and says Rabbi Yochanan that just like it's poshet, you wouldn't be able to do a zrika bachotz with the dam before you did the first zrika, so too you wouldn't be able to do a zrika bachotz with the dam after you did the first zrika, before you did the latter three zrikas. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan says that regarding the sholish matonos shebechatos, Do we treat it like regular zrikas or do we not treat it like regular zrikas? It depends. With regards to two halachas that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, yeah. With regards to one, not. Einam boys balayla like a regular zrika. Hamayla mat bachutz chayev like a regular zrika. Uboyis lachamisa regarding that. It's not a regular zrika. I think it's kedai to see two Rashis in a Vayinik because Rashi says subtle language that's a little bit of a psicha, really, to the sugya. Not something we're going to go into, but at the same time, ting v'chach and v'yechkam, oy, some of the lumdus that's going on over here, just milushoyne azav shal Rashi. The first is the second Rashi of today's daf. It's in the middle of the Yomit. Dibra maschul ein boyis balayla. Zok Rashi. Rabbi Yochanan said that regarding the sholish matonos, so in some regards we treat it like a regular zrika, in some regards we don't treat it like a regular zrika. One of the ways that we treat it like a regular zrika is ein boyis balayla. Says Rashi, v'afal pisha ein ma'akvos. Even though those zrikas are not ma'ake, v'lav zrika gmurahi. And if that's the case, then not as Rika Gemura. Miu, stating that, Dam Nifsel Bashkia Sachama, the Imailam Lagabi Mizbech Lachatchila, and it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Rashi says that it's Pasha, those latter three Zrikos are not Zrika Gemura. In fact, Rashi seems to be saying that Mitzad Avedas Azrika, if you wanted to do a Balayla, you would be able to do a Balayla, because it's not as Rika Gemura. As Rika Gemura, you can't do Balayla. And Avoid the Gemura, you can't do Balayla. But this Chatzi Chatzi Diga Avoid, if you wanted to do Balayla, you would be able to do. Nervos, dam nifsel b'shkia, the dam is possible. So you can't do even as zrika she'ina gemura with dam that's not kosher dam. But this is definitely an insight in terms of understanding the sugi a little bit. And that is that those latter three matonois are literally lav zrika gemura. The next Rashi, bois la'achamiso. In Nosan Matana Rishoina, in the event that the Kohen did the first Matana, Umesu Balea, and then the Bailam died, Kfar Kapa Birishoina, he already got his Kapara with the first one. The Ein Shem Chatos Gemura Al Adam, Oili Posel Mishum Chatos Umesu Balea. And as a result, you don't have the Shem Chatos Gemura. You don't have a perfect Shem Chatos on the Dam to say that right now this Dam should be subject to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai of Dam Chatos, where the Halacha is Delamisa Asla. Again, Rashi saying that those three Zrikos have a Chisorim, because at that point when I'm doing this Zrika, the Dam doesn't have a Shem Chatos Gemura on it anymore. L'may Nafgemina, that's why it's Bois Lachamis. Rashi's explaining. What's Pasha B'shan and Rabbi Yochanan? Meman of Shach. If you're telling me that it's Ein Bois Balaylo, and you're telling me I'm Maylo Ben Bachutz Chayev, so why is it Bois Lachamisa? The Teretz is because in order for it to be Napa Lachamisa, in order for it to be subject to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, it would have to have a Shem Chatos Gemura. It doesn't have a Shem Chatos Gemura. So two Rashis. Number one, the Zrika itself is not a Zrika Gemura. Number two, the Shem Chatos is not a Chatos Gemura. Come move, and this opens itself up to some real interesting Lumdisha analysis beyond the scope of what we do. Either way, on that note, we now pivot from Rabbi Yochanan to Rav Papas. Again, Rabbi Yochanan made this observation that the Sholish Matonish Shebechatois are like quasi Zrikois. With regards to two halachas, we treat them like a regular zrika. With regards to one, we don't. Rav Papa is going to have the extended list. I'm a Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Yeshmem kitchilas v'yeshmem kisoifoi. With regards to some halachas, we treat those three matonas kitchilas, like the first zrika. And with regards to others, we treat them kisoifoi. What's soifoi? So that's the last avoida that was done with the dam, which is shvicha shirayim. So in some regards, we treat these three matonos as the erish, the matona. With regards to other halachas, we treat it like shvicha shirayim. And Rav Papa gives us the list. Chutz, as it relates to not being able to do it outside the azar. V'layla, not being able to do the zrika at night. Zaras, a zar shouldn't be able to do it. V'klisharis, it has to be done with a klisharis. Karen has to be put on the corner of the mizbech. The etzbat, the kohen had to use his finger when he did that zrika slash azar. Kippos, that's a big halacha, that's going to be a big topic now of the daf, but the short version of it is that in the event that Dam Chatas went on the beged of the Kohen, so the halacha said it had a special din kippos. Obviously, if your clothing are dirty, you're going to wash it, but this is a very unique parish in the Torah that tells you exactly how you had to do the kippos. Shirayim, in the event that those three zrikas were done from a special kois, whatever's left over in that kois is going to be shirayim. I just explained. Once you do the first zrika, it's pashut that whatever's left is shirayim. But we saw earlier, shirayim could be is only what's left over from the kois from where you did the zrika. So let's say I did the kabbalah in four koises. I did the zrika from the first kois. Okay, that's a regular bona fide zrika. It's pashut whatever dam's left over is going to be shirayim. But let's say I did the second zrika from a second kois. Is that going to be shirayim? Third from a third kois. Fourth from a fourth kois. So says Rav Papa that again, as it relates to Shirayim, Ketchilason, it's going to be Ketchilason. So again, the list of things with regards to which we treat the Shalosh Matanei Shebechatos as a regular bona fide Zrika is regarding the halachas of Zrikas Chutz, Zrikas Laila, Zar can't do it, has to be done with klishares, has to be put on the kerem by the etzpa, it's tongue kibos, and it creates shirai. However, here's the second list, misa, regarding the halacha that you can't do zrika with a carbon chatos after the Bailam died, loy sharia. We know zrika ordinarily is mata basal achila and emurin lehaktara. But there's an idea of loishariya, v'loy mefagla. Additionally, we know Azrika ordinarily could be mefagal, v'loy aila legavoy. We know that the dam of a carbon chatas has a unique psul called the psul nichnas, and now let's bring it to the hechel. Regarding those halachas, kisayfim, we treat it like shirayim. And just like the dam for which that you need to pour on the yisoy, the dam shirayim is not subject to the halacha l'moyshim yisinai of l'misa, and it's not matter, and you can't be mefagal b'shas the shvicha shirayim, and there's no psul nichnas, you could still do shvicha shirayim even if it entered the hechel. So with regards to those four halachas, there, Rapapa says, we're going to treat like shvicha shirayim. So Rabbi Yochanan had two with regards to we treat it like a regular zriko, one not. Rav Papa, if you do the math, had eight, yeah, and he had four not, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Mino Amin Allah, how do I know what I just said? Now Rav Papa just said a whole bunch of halachas, right? If you can't. So what specifically is Rav Papa referring to? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says the tuna kibos. Rav Papa was focusing on his chiddush, and that is that the sholish matonoi shebechatois are tuna kibos. Let's just play this out a little bit better. The Kohen did already the first matani, did the first Rika with the chatas. He has dam left over. He has to do another three zrikas now. The dam spilled, oops, all over his ksainis, his mechnesayim, the gartel got dirty. It's all over his begodim. Dam chatas that pours on a beged is taught in kibos. What about this dam? You already did the first Rika, you got the kapara already. Maybe it's not dam chatas anymore. Maybe the shem chatas is not gemura anymore, right? So maybe at this point, it wouldn't be subject to halacha of kibbutz. Says Rav Papa, it is going to be subject to halacha of kibbutz. So Rav Papa says, I feel like I need a makar to this. I'm going to tell you my makar. It's a fact of Mishnah later, Masech Tezvachim. Nitiz benat tzavar la beged. In the event that dam chatas spritzed on the beged, but it went directly from the tzavar. It was nishbach, so to speak, on the beged. There was never a proper kabbalah that was done. In a tongue, kibbutz doesn't require kibbutz. What would be if the dam went from the corner of the mizbech, meaning after the zrika, or mina yisoid, it went from the yisoid of the mizbech after the shvicha shirayim? Again, ein eitan kibos, it's not going to require kibos. Says Rav Papa, there's an easy, obvious diuk to be had over here. It sounds like if it goes from the keren onto the beged, that's when it's ein eitan kibos. Ha min haroy le keren. Let's say it wouldn't go from the keren directly onto the beged, but it would be in a state where it's ra'oy to go on the keren. But it didn't actually go on the Karen. Ton kibos, it sounds like it would require kibos. Now, the shalosh matonish of the chatois are rois, the Karen. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and do a zrika. Maybe it's not a zrika gemura. Maybe the shem chatos is not a chatos gemura. Maybe it's not the akiv. But at the same time, it's certainly rois, the Karen. And it's mashmer from the Mishnah, only min ha-keren is the halacha that it's saying toin kibos. But if it's only min ha-roi le-keren, then really it would require kibos. Oh, says Rav Papa, it's a diak in a mefurish Mishnah, l'chayra, that the shalosh matonish b'chatois are toin kibos. But the Gemara says, l'ta mecha kunit you, Rav Papa, that you're making this diak, l'chura, you have to be consistent, and you'd have to make another diak from the next words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, min ha-yesoid enoi toin kibos, right? In the event that the dam comes from the yesoid of the mizbech, that's after the shvicha shirayim, onto the beged, then for sure there's no din kibos. Hamin haroi lisay ton kibos. If we're going to go with your methodology, min ha-keren v'loy min haroi l'keren, well, then it's min ha-yesoid v'loy min ha-roi l'yesoid. So if it's roi l'yesoid, it's going to be ton kibos. Now, roi l'yesoid would mean that you did all four already. That's why it's roi l'yesoid. What needs to be done next is shvicha shirayim. So essentially, Rav Papa, you're saying that the Mishnah is saying that dam in which you did all four zrikas already, and you're already holding at the point of doing shvicha shirayim, still the halach is, it's going to be done in kibbutz. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because asher yazik siv. Because the Torah says, kol asher yigab evsari yikdash, v'asher yiza midama al habeged, asher yiza olea techabis b'makom kadosh. And we learn from the word asher yiza, pratlus eshek farhuza, that in the event that you already did the hazois, at that point is for sure not in kibbutz. Meaning, that's a fartig drasha that we know, that once you do all four hazois, and now the stage that you're up to in the carbon is Shvichas Shirayim, if it would pour on the Beged, it wouldn't require kibbutz. But according to your methodology, in understanding the Mishnah that says that if it was min hakeren einetar in kibbutz, abe min haroi lekeren, yeah, well then you'd have to be consistent and say min hayesoid einetar in kibbutz, but if it's only roi leyesoid, yeah, and that's completely untenable. Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara is continuing with its kasha now. So the Gemara says like this. So Rav Papa, if you want to make your diuk work, right? So what would you say? I know what you would say. You would say, Hamani Reb Nechemya, right? Because it's the only way you'd be able to get out of this. Who's Reb Nechemya? Wait, what did Reb Nechemya do? The Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Reb Nechemya, I mean, Reb Nechemya said, Shiori Adam Shekriven Bachut Schaf. Shitas Reb Nechemya is in a Mishnah in Perek HaShoichet V'Amaylo. And he was talking about the halacha of Avoidus Dayinal Ebdu Bachutz. The Chachomim held that if you did Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz, it's not a problem. Whereas Reb Nechemya is Choylik. He says, Shiori Adam, that you were makru bachutz, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So, according to Reb Nechemya, that you can't do shvicha shirayim bachutz, that means that shvicha shirayim is a real avoida. So, if shvicha shirayim is an avoida, so then I can hear maybe that in the event that the dam is roi l'shvicha shirayim, so it could be it's still roi l'avoida, and maybe it would be subject to the halachas of kibbutz. That's the only way you'd be able to understand the Mishnah. Okay, so what's the punchline of the kasha? The punchline of the kasha is that avifel it's muchach. It's a little tricky. Avifel it's muchach that the Mishnah later is going alibid Reb Nechemya. How do you know it's going alibid Reb Nechemya? Because mina yisoyv loy mina roi yisoyv can only make sense alibid Reb Nechemya. Because according to the Chachamim, damn that you did all four zrikas, no way in the world it's going to require kibbutz. And by the way, asheyiz a pratlus eshek farhuza. So we know there's no way it's going to work. The only way it would work is dafka alibid Reb Nechemya. Well, if that Mishnah is going alibid Reb Nechemya, so Rapapa, what's your raya? You're telling me I have a raya from the Mishnah that work. I have a raya from the Mishnah that if it's roi lekeren, the last three zrikas Aton kibbutz because it's mavur that way in the Mishnah. It's mavur in the Mishnah that sheet is from Nechemya. Now in Reb Nechemya, it's posh that's the halacha. There's no one Reb Papa that would ever argue on this, right? You about pluk the Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua, whoever. No one's gonna ever argue with you on this, right? Abaye is not gonna ask you a kasha Reb Papa like he always does in Shas. And the reason is because Avada Libid Reb Nechemya that even Dan that you didn't do Shvicha Shirayim on is still dam with which you have to do an avoida. Kal v'choymer dam that you didn't do the last three matanis. It's poshit that Rav Papa is saying his yesh mem kitchilasoy v'yesh mem kisoyfoy alibid chachamim that we paskin like shaloid alibid Reb Nechemya that even in the chachamim's world with regards to some halachas we treat it like regular dam with regards to some not, and one of the cases in which we treat it like regular dam is with regards to kibbutz. You're bringing me a raya from a mishnah, that mishnah is Reb Nechemya l'chayra. You can't bring any raya from the mishnah. In other words, the gemara now is seemingly being doicha, Rav Papa's right from the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara is going to digress now a little bit. The cheshbon of the Gemara, just the paper trail of the Gemara, is a little bit tricky. At the end of this Gemara, it's really like eight lines from the bottom of Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara is going to bring Ravina, who's going to come now and explain what Rav Papa's raya was. But at this point, the Gemara thinks for sure that Mishnah is Reb Nechemya, and if that's the case, as much as Rav Papa's diak is a geshmak diak, but it's not lemaisa because, yeah, it's a diak in the world of Reb Nechemya. And in Reb Nechemya's world, it's pashat those last three zrikas would be ton kibbutz because even shlichas shirayim is an avoida. What's the raya? Because shnyori adam shekriven machutz is going to be chayt. Reb Papa's trying to say that libid chacham, libid chacham, and you have no mishnah because that mishnah is going libid chacham. But again, this is going to be a little bit of a digression now. The digression is, so the Gemara feels, the maksha feels, right? That mishnah is probably going alibid Reb Nechemya. When the mishnah says that min hayesoid einoy ton kibbutz, ha min haroi leyesoid is ton kibbutz. What's pashut pshat in that? Must be it's libid Reb Nechemya. The Gemara says, is that so pashut to you? Is it so pashut to you that a libid Reb Nechemya, just because he holds that if somebody pours the shirayim bachutz he's going to be chayev, then so too the dam that's up to the point where you have to pour it on the aside. It's royally aside. It would require kibbutz, says the Gemara. I can make the argument that even though it's true, Rav Nechemya is someone that's mailim, he gives a lot of power and credence and authority to Shvicha Shirayim, but that's regards to Halah Bachutz. Maybe that's regarding Inyan Halah. And we did Havi Avar Muptar. And there's already a precedent for the fact that something that's not really ma'akif the kapara, something that you would think is extra credit, but you still can't do a bachutz. V'haraya, halah, haktar bachutz. Halah is something that's shiurim mitzvah, it's extra credit, right? It's never ma'akif the kapara. And afilu hachi, the Torah says before, if somebody's ma'akter evar uptar bachutz, it's chakaris. See, we know it's a terrible thing. So, Rav Nechemya maybe holds that shvicha shirayim, like evarim and ptarim, is something that you now do bachutz, despite the fact that really it's extra credit and has no shaykhis to being a regular zrika and has no shaykhis to being an avoida ha me'akeves. Why then bachutz are you chayef? Midid have avarim uptarim. Abel inyan kibbutz mishamalei. But mehechateise, he would say that with regards to kibbutz, which that l'chayru would require dam, that's part and parcel of the kapara, that dam that still requires shvicha shirayim is treated like dam like that, and as a result, you would need kapara. No, there's the Gemara's kashis that maybe even Rav Nechemya, I mean, the Gemara said it's pashut that mishnah's Rav Nechemya. I don't even know why it's pashut Rav Nechemya. I don't even know why it's pashut that it's Rav Nechemya. Because even though Rav Nechemya holds shvicha shirayim b'chutz, he's going to be chayiv, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be torn kibbutz. In order to be chayiv b'chutz, it just has to be a chashav avoida. It has nothing to do with whether it's ma'akav kapar or not ma'akav kapar. In order to be ton kibbutz, the Torah says, ashiyiza, pralus ashikvaruza. It has to be a dam that's coming to tuwai for kapar. It's enough of an avoida to be chayiv b'chutz. It's not enough of an avoida to be subject to kibbutz because it has no shaykhs to kapar. What's the precedent for that? Midadavi, avarim uptarim. Avarim uptarim is not a davar ma'akiv. There's no shaykhs to kapar, but at the same time, it's not something you'll add to b'chutz. Now, just to hit the pause button for 1 second, if you want to learn this Gemara properly. Okay, so the Gemara is suggesting now that the Mishnah is not Rav Nechemya. So who is the Mishnah? Right? Who is the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, "Menai yisoy v'loy menai royally yisoy." Meaning, if it's royally yisoy, it would be ton kibbutz. Alibi the Chachamim was saying, for sure not. And even Rav Nechemya, who's the one tan and shas who you see hold shvicha shirayim is a big deal, you're saying not even Rav Nechemya. The teretz is, you would have to say at this point, if you would stop, we're not stopping. But if, we're not even pausing, but if you would stop at this point, you would have to say that it's muchach then that the whole digra papa is not a richtige dig, right? That's the way you would have to speak out the Gemara at this point. You'd have to say that the whole digra papa is not a richtige dig, which would completely undermine Rapapa. We're saying now, Rapapa, I hear you dick of you bringing me a raya from a Mishnah that I know is Alibi de Rav Nechemya. Really, in the Gemara's Kasha, Imid the Shabbat Rav Nechemya, as much as we said it's a digression, it is and it's not. Because really, it's a Knech in the Kasha. It's a Knech in the Kasha. Rapapa, not only is your raya from the Mishnah not a good raya because of Mani Rav Nechemya, I'll prove to you that the whole dick fight Nishtan. There's no Shaykhis to dick because even Alibi de Rav Nechemya, it doesn't work. But either way, that's Gemara's Kasha that you want to suggest that the Mishnah is going Alibi de Rav Nechemya. No, it's not true. I don't get so excited with this kasha. I have a mefurish abraisa. But Tanya Rashi says benichusa. I have a mefurish abraisa where it's mashma that aliba the Rav Nechemya, just like you can't do shvich shrayim b'chutz, so too dam that's tuunin yisoid, dam that's royally yisoid, dam that's holding at the point we have to do shvich shrayim, we'd be torn kibbutz. What's this braisa? Domim hatuni yisoid, dam that requires yisoid. Now, what does domim hatuni yisoid mean? So that the Gemara in the next 10 lines or so is going to be mefalful a little bit. But the pashup shot obviously is, and this is the way we start the Gemara, dam that's holding by shvicha shirat. Number one, tuni kibos. Ah, first, it requires kibos. Machshava may elas ben. Additionally, it's subject to machshava's pigle. Come again? Dam that's tuni yisoid is subject to machshava's pigle. It sounds like if you have a machshava's pigle while you're doing shvicha shirayim, it would be a problem. This is a problem, we'll see. Additionally, if somebody would take this dam and he would be maila b'chutz, he would be chayef. Additionally, the Braisa says, the domen hashpacha la'amo, dam that doesn't require yisoid, but it requires the amo, right? So what dam went onto the amo? First of all, the dam and psula went into the amo. Dam that was left over in the tzavra, the hemo went into the amo. So that dam ain't torn in kibbutz. That doesn't require kibbutz. I mean, if it goes on a beggar, they machshava me elspam. There's no way to have a machshava's pigle on dam like that. That ma'ilu membachutz potter. If somebody would take that dam outside, would be potter. Says the man shavali dam ma'ilu membachutz chayiv. One of the six things that this price has said was that dam matuni yisoid ha'ma'ilu membachutz chayiv. Who is the tan and shas that holds that dam matuni yisoid shvich shirayim bachutz chayiv? Rav Nechemya, the kamar and Another thing that the Braisa said was, Ta'un Kibos, so that's Mefurish, in says the Gemara, yeah, you see clearly that according to Reb Nechemya, just like Shvichas Rambam Chutzitz Gebichayv, so too, Dam, that's Tuni Yisoid, requires Kibos. So Hamir, that Mishnah, Lekaman is Gebir Libir Reb Nechemya. Now, it doesn't explain Rav Papa's Raya, because again, Rav Papa can't be bringing a Raya from the Mishnah, that's Reb Nechemya. But Hamir, the Gemara said that, you hold that Mishnah could even be Rav Nechemya, aim at the Shamalei Rav Nechemya. The Gemara says, no, it's a Mefurish Nebraisa. But the Gemara has a problem with this. Says the Gemara, okay, the way you're reading the Braisa is Dam Matuni Yisoid means what? It means Dam that right now is holding at the point where it needs Yisoid. It's holding at the point where it needs Shvicha Shirayim. Oh, and if that's the case, Hamayl Mamachutz Chayiv Amani Rav Nechemya and Tunin Kibos. Oh, that's the diuk that Rav Papa made in the Mishnah to come up. But the Gemara said, you can't read the Braisa this way. Why? Because one of the things the Braisa said was, Umachshava Mayelas Ben. It's a faith, the Gemara, Machshava Mayelas Ben. Bitmia? You're telling me that another thing was stated on that Braisa? I'll leave it to Rav Nechemya, right? Because Amani Rav Nechemya is that if a Kohen would have a Machsheves Pigel while he's doing Shlicha Shirayim, it would be Mayeles, it would be a good Machsheva, meaning it would be a bad Machsheva, it would pass all the carbon. Vatanya, we go into the Brayer, say, Yotzu Shirayim, Vaktara Seimurin, She'ein Ma'akfen, Esaka Poro, She'ein Machsheva Mayeles Bohen. We know for a fact that you can't have a Machsheves Pigel with Shlicha Shirayim. Elamai, you have to say that we're not reading this Brayer wrong. Right. And we have to revisit the Braisa. Now, again, the Braisa started off Dam Matuni Yisoid. We thought, what does it mean, Dam Matuni Yisoid? It means Dam that you're holding by Shvicha Shirayim, right? Says the Gemara, it can't be, because how do you understand the Machshava Mayalos? So what then does the Braisa mean? Kitanya hi b'sholosh matonos shebechatos. That Braisa is talking not about Dam that requires Yisoid, that's holding now by Shvich Shirayim, where you did all four, but rather talking about where you did the one, and you didn't do the three yet. And regards to now the latter three, number one, Tunin Kibos, which by the way is Rav Papa's Halacha, number two, Machshava Moyel Esmahem, okay, that's a Chiddush, and number three, V'amayl Ben Bachutz Chayiv, which is something that Reb Yochanan spoke out before us, and Rav Papa also said, but the bottom line is, it's talking not about Shvicha Shirayim, it's talking about the Shalosh Matanos. But the Gemara says, Ihachi Ebazoi Tuni Yisoid, just read the words. Right, the Braisa says, Dame Matuni Yisoid, it's not Tuni Yisoid, the Karen Asli. Right, what do you do with this Dam? You put it on the Karen, you don't put it on the Yisoid. So the Gemara says, okay, for that, it doesn't bother me so much, because I could always do a tiny edit, a little tweak. Ema Nit Onin Yisoid. So Tuni Yisoid means it's holding at the point where right now it needs to be put on the Yisoid. Nit Onin Yisoid means that it's Dam that is going to now cause something else to have to be poured onto the Yisoid. When you take this Dam and you do a Zerika with it, then it's going to require Yisoid. And that's referred to as the Shalosh Matanos. Because the first Matana we view independently, the three Matanos we view independently, and then the Shirayim we view independently. The first Matana Ki'ilu triggers the next three, and then the next three trigger the next step, which is the Shvicha Shirayim. Either way, says the Gemara, I can get out of that. I can say it's not Dam that this second needs to go on the Yisoid, but it's Nitan in Yisoid, it's Dam that's going to trigger something else that's going to end up having to go on the Yisoid. But the Gemara says it's still not good, because Umachshava Mayelis Ben? Is Machshava Mayelis even by the Shalosh Matonos Shebechatos Ha'amrit? We said before, Rav Papa said, Loi Sharyo, V'loi Mefagla, V'loi Ayla, Ligavoy, Kisoifon. One of the things in which we treat the Shalosh Matonos Shebechatos like Soifon, like Shvicha Shirayim, is regarding that. So the Gemara says, you're right. You can't say the Braisa is talking about regular Shvicha Shirayim Dom Matuni Yisoid, because it says Loi Mefagla. You can't even say it's talking about the Shalosh Matonos Shebechatos. Why? For the same reason, because it says Loi Mefagla. Elikitanya. You want to know what this price is talking about? It's talking about the Domim Apnimim. It's talking about the Domim Apnimim. It's talking about the Dam that went on the Mizbeach Apnimi. Okay, so the Gemara doesn't really speak out, but Rashi adds, and there is a man, the Omar, who holds that the Shvicha Shirayim of the Dam that went in the Mizbeach Apnimi, which, by the way, was done in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, right? But the Shvicha Shirayim of the Dam that went in the Mizbeach HaPnimi was Ma'akit. And while Ilam, I'll tell you, the Braisa is talking about Shirayim. However, it has no Shaychus to Reb Nechemya, and it has no shaykes really tarsugya, because that dam is talking about the dam of the chatas apnimi. The dam of the chatas apnimi, all those weeks are ma'akiv, and lamanda omar shvicha shiraim is ma'akiv. Then we view the shvicha shiraim like the fifth zrika almost, and that too is also going to then be subject to all the halachas. So again, this braisa, the only way to make sense of this braisa is by saying that it's talking about the shiraim of the chattas that was brought in the Mizbech HaPnimi. If that's the case, it's not a raya in V'atanya b'nichusa, the Reb Nechemya who holds a ma'il man b'chutz chayef regarding the dam that went in the Mizbech HaChitzoin, that so too it required kibbutz, because we're not talking b'chlal even about the chattas of unzer sugya. Our chattas of Beisil and Beishamayz Machlikis and a Reb Yochanan Reb Papa's list is talking about the chattas to when the Mizbech HaChitzin. This whole braisa is talking about the chattas to when the Mizbech HaPnimi. But the Gemara says, I have a problem with that as well. Why? Because if you're going to tell me that this braisa is talking about dam matuni yisoy, but dam that the zrika was done on the Mizbech HaPnimi, loyim b'shirayim, so what you're telling me is that the only time this braisa is true, right? That number one, it's tunin kibbutz, number two, machshav mayalas pem, number three, amayl ban mukotzchay, right? It's only true in the event that it's takedam, that when the mizbech hapnimi, avol b'damim machitzoinim. But let's say you're holding by the shirayim of the damim machitzoinim, my potter would be potter, right? Which, by the way, makes sense that the shirayim, if the shirayim would fall on a beged, it would not require kibbutz, in machshav mayalas pem, and amayl ban machutz would be potter, which is the sheet of the chacham, everyone other than Rabbi Nechemya. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then the Mishnah, the Braisa should have said that. Ad atoni damim hanishpachin la'amo. So the Braisa mentioned three examples where if the dam would fall on the beged, you'd have a machsheves pigel, if you'd bring a bachutz, you would be potter. But what was the case of the Braisa? Dam that gets poured on the aside. Meaning, the Tana Braisa clearly is not only coming to tell you chumras, right? He wants to tell you chumras and kulas, right? He's being fear and balance reporting. He wants to tell it to you both ways. So if that's the case, and he wants to tell you examples of potter, so why do you have to jump to dam that went in the amah? That's mamish fire to get dam puzzle, right? Which is not even such a chiddush. Lift like the list bedida. He could have even been more symmetrical, right? He could have been more mineyubei. But medvar mamur me could have said, when is this true? That domim atunin yisoid mamish is tunin kibbutz machshav meyels mevamayl mevachutz chayev. That's only true. But domim apnimim avod domim achitzoinim. But as relates to the dam that went on the mizbeach achitzoin, potter. In that case, you're going to be potter. Wouldn't that make more sense? So even this, says the Gemara, I don't like so much. Again, dam matunin yisoid, what are we talking about? We're talking about regular shirayim, and you'll tell me a mani Reb Nechemya, and if that's the case, you have a raya to the diak and the mishnah, the kamon, that even Reb Nechemya holds it's going to be tom kibos. Well, machshav me'elzman doesn't make any sense. You can tell me it's the last three zrikas of the chatos, and it's not damim hatunin yisoid, but it's nitonin yisoid, a little bit of a doichik, but that's what it means. Also, machshav me'elzman, it's not true. That's something that Reb Papa said mefurish is not the case. Like Fagler, he said. So that's not the case. Elamai, you tell me, dam atun yisoid means that it's talking about a chattas that was born in the Mizbech HaPnimi, and it's going according to the man that holds that the shrine is going to be marked. Oh, it's kebab. I still don't like it, because I don't like the contrast of the braisa. Why is the braisa jumping from there now to tell me three cases of potter, damim hanishpachin la'ama, lift like velisni bedida, right? And you should tell me that, yeah, damim atuni yisoid, where the dam was supposed to go on the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Iker dam was on the Mizbech HaPnimi there. Chai. And as it relates to dam that went in Mizbech HaChitzoin, it's Dome Matuni Yisoid, it's Pata. Right, that would be more consistent. So either way you go over here, the Gemara says, I don't love it. Says the Gemara, Loilam, I'll tell you, Pshad in the Bryce is Dome Matuni Yisoid, it's talking about regular Tuni Yisoid. Loilam the Shirayim, like Rashi says. And it's dam with the Ikas Rika went on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And we're going according to the man, the Amma that holds the Shvich Shirayim, the Mizbech HaPnimi is something that's ma'akib. What's the kasha? Liflake for listening to the da. I'm going to tell you why there's no liflake for listening to the da. We're coming over for a full circle here, because Hamani Reb Nechemya. I could always tell you the time of this bride since Reb Nechemya. The Amar who holds Shari Adam Shekriven Bechutz Chayef. Reb Nechemya holds that Shari Adam Shekriven Bechutz Chayef. And if Reb Nechemya holds Shari Adam Shekriven Bechutz Chayef, like Masle Tlasa Pturi Lada Tlasa Chiyuvi. As a result, you couldn't tell me that as it relates to the dam that went to the Mizbech HaChitzoin, potter. You could tell me potter, right, maybe one potter, yeah. But you could tell me potter, even in best case scenario, chayef. Because one of them for sure is going to be chayef. Chutz, according to Reb Nechemya, is going to be chayef. And being that you didn't have the ability to contrast three chayefs with three potters, and the poetic symmetry that the time of the Braisa wants is three chayes versus three potters, he couldn't do a valiflik valisni b'didal. The only way he was able to come up with the three potters was how? was by telling you that if the dam is supposed to be nishpach la'ama, it's over there, it's going to be pater, and that's what he said. But the bottom line is, let's regroup here a little bit. Okay, we started the daf talking about Shitas Rav Papa, primarily. And then immediately into Rav Papa, who Rav Papa had the longer list with regards to the last three Zrikas that were done with the Chatas, who's now went on the Mizbeach HaChitzan. And he said, Yeshmem Ketchilas, Yeshmem Ketzayf. One of the cases with Ketchilasai is that it's Tan Kibos, that if you did the first Zrika, and the Dam is sitting in the Klishares, and then before you had a chance to do the latter three Zrikas, it spills on a Beged, Dalachis, it's going to be Tan Kibos, like regular Dam Chatas, that's Tan Kibos. And he said, no, Aminala, you know what my Rai is, from a Mishnah, come on. What was the right from the Mishnah? Come on, the Mishnah said Nites min hatzavra la beged eniton kibos min hakeren min hayusayt also eniton kibos. And Rav Papa made a diak min hakeren eniton kibos, but min haroy lekeren is ton kibos. And the Mishnah said those three matonas are roy lekeren. So you see clearly min haroy lekeren is going to be ton kibos. The Gemara was doiche. The Gemara said that Rav Papa, if you're going to make the diak min hakeren v'le min haroy lekeren, you have to be consistent. You have to say min hayusayt v'le min haroy liyusayt. Who would be the tana that would hold v'le min haroy liyusayt would be ton kibos? The only in the world you'd be able to come up with is Reb Nechemya, right? He's the only one. Reb Nechemya, who holds that Shvichat Shirayim Bachutz is Chayiv. So you see that this dam is still, you know, alive. It's still in play. Okay, so according to him, that dam would require kibos. But you don't see it according to the Chacham. Now, if you see it according to Reb Nechemya, that has nothing to do with us. That's neither here nor there. Why? Because we don't paskin like Reb Nechemya, and according to Reb Nechemya, it's poshit. It's pashit, kebeya bekutach. It's so pashit that the dam that requires the shalosh matanois would be ton kibos. Because madach dam that requires shvicha shirayim is ton kibos, then certainly this dam would be ton kibos. So Rav Papa, you're making a diak. L'chayra, if your diak is right, the only way you're going to be able to learn the Mishnah is alibid Rav Nechemya, and avifal the Mishnah is going alibid Rav Nechemya, then really you have no raya. This is not a minah minala anyways. After learning this next part of the Gemara, really what emerges is the kasha Rav Papa is even a better kasha. Because the kasha is that even alibid Rav Nechemya, it's a very big chiddush that this should be the case. Because even though Rav Nechemya holds that shvich shrayim b'chutz talachas yischayiv, but kubi that's mida d'havi ha'avarim uptarim, obel inyin kibus mishamitle. And even though the Gemara thought maybe it had a braisa, a mefurish a braisa that way, but that was version 1.0, and by the time we finished this last Gemara, we were already up to version 3.0. But the bottom line is, for sure that initial stab that the Gemara took at that braisa to have about Tanya ben Ichusa to the side fell flat. Which means if you do the recap right now, what emerges is, even in Reb Nechemya it's a chiddush. Now, if it's a chiddush in Reb Nechemya, then that completely undermines Reb Papa. Because then, it's muchach from Minah Yisoid, not just that the Tana of the Mishnah is Reb Nechemya, that's a halbe tzara, but it's muchach that the diik is nishkein diik, that's a ganze tzara. Because if you can't be medayik Minah Yisoid, v'lo Minah Roy Yisoid, then you certainly shouldn't be able to be medayik Minah Kev, v'lo Minah Karen. The bottom line is, whether it's a halbe kash, a ganze kash, it's a ganze kash in the cheshbon, but the bottom line is, it's a problem, right? Rav Papa said, "Mina mina law from that Mishnah l'chayr." Right now, there's an issue because even though we're not careful, let me know, like Karen, that's a very nice diak. But what when I say, "Let me besides Ravina is going to come save the day," he says the Gemara, "Ravina, Amar Ravina said as follows: Mina Karen Mash. When the Mishnah says that it was Nitas Min Hakeren Eniton Kibos, Rav Papa understood that Mina Karen means Mina Karen Mash, and therefore he made the diak. Oh, Mina Karen. But let's say it's only Roy Karen, the Shalish Matanois. Let's say it spilled from the kois. In that case, the Aloch is going to be that it requires kibos, hence his deal. Oh, but minay yisoid, when the Mishnah says minay yisoid any time kibos, that Rav Papa learned minay yisoid means min haroy liyisoid. Yeah, Rav Papa felt we're gonna make the deal come in Akaren, we're not gonna make the deal come in yisoid. We're not making the deal at all. We're not making the deal. What's the kasha? If you say min hakeren, you have to say min hayesoid. Well, you don't. Ravina says, you don't. You make the deal min hakeren, but you don't make the deal min hayesoid. I'm only Rav Tachlifa bar Gazel Ravina. So Rav Tachlifa bar Gazel told Ravina the obvious question. Like, mechatesi. Like, I don't understand you have a right to say that. And the way he asked the kasha, just retouched the words. Amy idivi idi roi. Meaning, if min hayesoid means even min haroi liyosoid is ein eitan kibos, then min hakeren should mean even if it's roi lekeren it's ein eitan kibos. And if that's the case, the Mishnah should be mefurish telling me not like Rav Papa. Mino amino lo, because min hakeren means keren mamish as opposed to roi lekeren. Well, if min hayosoid means roi liyosoid, min hakeren should mean roi liyosoid. And in that case, the Mishnah is mefurish telling me that if it's roi lekeren, it's ein eitan kibos, not like Rav Papa. So the Gemara says, Ravina responds. He told him, "Hai mai, hashto can't be because if you're going to tell me Minat Keren means Roy LeKeren. So I know already that Roy LeKeren Amrit Loi. So I know already that once it's Roy LeKeren, at that point it doesn't require kibbutz. Well, at that point, Roy LeYisoid Mibaya. Why would you have to tell me that if it's Roy LeYisoid that it's Einatoyin kibbutz? Madoch, when it's Roy LeKeren, it's already Einatoyin kibbutz. Meaning Madoch, when I did the first Zrika. And now I still need to do three Zrikas. You're telling me? But it's only Roy LeKeren. It's already Noch Da'esh Tezrika. So at that point, the halach is, it's Einatoyin kibbutz. So then you're going to tell me that, oh, but you should know, even after you do the after three, and now it's only Roy LeYisoid, it's Bechlam HaSayim Mana. Right? It doesn't make any sense. Roy LeYisoid is Bechlal the Masayim of Roy LeKeren. So it can't be, it's impossible, that's what the Mishnah is telling me. It can't be, it's telling me in a Roy LeKeren ain't a Tarn Kibbutz, and a Roy LeYisoid ain't a Tarn Kibbutz. Ella, the only way to read the Mishnah is Min HaKeren, Mamish, Min HaYisoid, Min HaRoy LeYisoid. And that makes sense. Meaning, if it's Roy LeKeren, it's Tarn Kibbutz. Once it touches the Keren, now it's in a Tarn Kibbutz. Here's the question. What would be if I have dam that's in the Kois, it's Roy LeYisoid? I know when I Roy LeKeren is already Tarn Kibbutz, so maybe Roy LeYisoid is also Tarn Kibbutz. I'm in a Keren? No, it's different. That it's physically on the Keren. So if it's physically on the Keren, it's Poshena. So the only way the Mishnah makes sense, if you say that Min HaKeren means Min HaKeren Mamish, and Min HaYisoid means Min HaRoy LeYisoid. That's the case. Rav Papa is right. Rashi speaks at one knage that maybe Min HaKeren means Min HaKeren Mamish, and Min HaYisoid also means Min HaYisoid Mamish. So Rashi says for the same price, that doesn't make sense either. Because once I know Min HaKeren is Einatoyin Kibbutz, it's Posh Min HaYisoid is Einatoyin Kibbutz. Madach Dam that I did a proper Zrika with, but it's on the Keren. If it falls off, it's not going to require Zrika. So once it's on the Yisoid, it's certainly not going to require a kibbutz. So Rashi just speaks out that other permutation, right? But at the end of the day, Rav Papa held in Pshutei Shal Mikra of the Mishnah, as much as it sounded dachuk to us, but really there's almost no other way to read the Mishnah. The way you read the Mishnah is that Min HaKeren means Min HaKeren Dafka, and Min HaYisoid means Min HaRoy LeYisoid. Otherwise, the second part of the Mishnah makes no sense. If they're both Min HaRoy, the second part is superfluous, and if they're both the real thing, the second part of the Mishnah is superfluous. Either way, Mino Aminola, after this whole drama, Mino Aminola says, Rav Papa, that Shalosh Matone Shebechatos is Tarn Kibbutz. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dam Shenites Min HaKeren is Einei Tarn Kibbutz. Min HaRoy LeKeren is Tarn Kibbutz. The Shalosh Matone Shebechatos HaRoy LeKeren. It requires Kibbutz. Aye, if you're going to make that dig, don't you have to make the next dig? Min HaYisoid is Einei Tarn Kibbutz. Min HaRoy LeYisoid is Tarn Kibbutz. And if that's the case, you have a big problem because at best, it could be from Nehemiah, and if it's from Nehemiah, then your whole diak from the first part of the Mishnah falls by the wayside anyway. So it's not a chiddush that would be true. Be from Nehemiah, the whole shaila is only alibi the chachamim. The answer is no. Min HaKeren, there's a diak to be had. V'lei min HaRoy LeKeren, but min HaYisoid, the words min HaYisoid actually means min HaRoy LeYisoid, and the Mishnah is telling me mefurish min HaRoy LeYisoid. The halacha is that it's enoy ton. Keep us moving along, and really to the last part of the Mishnah that talks not about the chatas that went on the mizbeach hachitzon, but rather the chatas that went on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So here's the good news. The good news is that the balance of the daf is just going to be a braisa. And the better news is that in tomorrow's daf, we're going to go into the braisa. But really, from now until the end of the daf, we're just going to go through a braisa, all of which, come on, is going to be discussed in tomorrow's daf. So we're just going to really finish the daf quickly, and then Be'ezah Hashem tomorrow we'll see this braisa. Again, this is Kederach HaGemaras, that sometimes we have a long braisa, and then the Gemara says, Amamar, and we start extrapolating the parts of the braisa that require abyssal mer analysis. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the braisa. Again, the one piece of information that we need to know, which we know already from the Mishnah, is that in as much as that when it comes to the Chatas, the one in the Mizbeach HaChitzen, one's Makif, two's Makif, when it comes to Mizbeach HaPnimi, over there, everything is going to be Makif. Now, this braisa that's going to be Malavos through the next two Daphin focuses on a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dal, Pasuk Chaf. It's talking about one of the karbonos chatas. We know there were many types of chatas, right? There was chatas yachid, and even in the chatas yachid, was it a kispa or was it a seira? There's the chatas of the nasi, there's the par koy mashiach, and then there's the par helam davar shal tzibor. So this pasuk is actually talking about the par helam davar shal tzibor. So a mesachtes hoyri is fein. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. But for now, the pasuk says va'asa lapar to the par helam davar shal tzibur, kasha asa lefar hachatas. In Pshutai Shal Mikra, what this means is that the parsha prior to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is the parish of the Par Koyim Mashiach. So the Torah says you should treat the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur in the same way that you treat the Par Koyim Mashiach. So Ba'asal Apar Kasha Asal Afarachatos Ken Yeyosaloi, says the Torah, V'chiper Aleim HaKoyim V'nislach Lehem. So there's a lot of extra words Be'enei Chazal in this pasuk, in the Enei Ho'edah, and therefore Chazal went and they extrapolated Agansa Braisa to try to understand what's going on over here. Now, the first diyuk, we'll just speak this out pal peh, and then we'll go through it, that Chazal had was that the Torah says V'asal apar kasha asal aparachatas. If you go through the psukim, the Torah says Mefurish, Rochel bitcha aktana, V'asal apar kasha asal aparachatas. Torah says what you're supposed to do with the parachatas, which is the par koyim mashiach. Torah says what you're supposed to do with the par, which is the par and dovashot, it's the same thing. So we know Be'etzim V'asal apar kasha asal aparachatas. So really, there's a little bit of a diyuk to be had over here. Why would the Torah have to say Ba'asla Par Kasha Asla Parachatos? I mean, it's a very important statement, but if you're telling me Mefurish anyways what you're supposed to do, and I know it matches up exactly, so obviously Ba'asla Par Kasha Asla Parachatos. It says the Braisa Ba'asla Kasha Asla Ma Bolil Moi Lichbo Ba'azos. It's coming to tell me that you have to do whatever you have to do Tzim Tzveitin Mo V'limeid, and this is coming to teach us Shem Chisa Achz B'Kol HaMatonos Loi Asa V'Loi Kulm, that if you don't do exactly what you're supposed to do but you Mechasa one of the Matonos, Loi Asa V'Loi Kulm's garnished. You don't have anything at all. In other words, the Torah meant when it said V'Asa L'Apar Kasha Asa L'Parachatas is V'Asa L'Apar Kasha Asa. You have to do what you have to do. Of course I have to do what I have to do, right? Vayas Kenahar. Obviously I have to do what I have to do. Vayas Noyach, right? Kasha Tziva Yisalikim. Avad, I have to do what I have to do. No, the Torah wants to tell you a second time you have to do what you have to do. Shina Kosav Lakim, to teach me that in the event you were Chisei Achaz Mekolam Atonois, Loi Asav Loikum, says when Eli Yelam Atan Sheva, I would have thought that maybe this that you have to do exactly what you have to do, and in Chisei Achaz Mekolam Atonois, Loi Asav Loikum, that's regarding the Matan Sheva. So what's the Matan Sheva? Rashi says that part of the Avoida of the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur was to do 7 Hazois on the Pereiches. So we know on Yom Kippur there were Hazois that were done on the Pereiches and even on the Kapoiris, but it wasn't only true on Yom Kippur. The Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Par Koyim Mashiach, also had such a halacha. So says the Braisa, I would think that maybe the only time there's a Shina Kosov La'akiv, that's only regarding Matan Sheva. Shem Ma'akvayis V'chal Mokim, which you find is always Ma'akiv. Now what's this Chal Mokim that's Ma'akiv? So Rashi says that we'll see already L'kamot. We'll see that in tomorrow's daf. Matan Dalid Minayin. How do you know the regular Matan Dalid, the regular 4 Zrikos, the regular 4 Hazois that you had to do? And by the way, the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, its Hazois were done in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, right? That's why we're talking about this part of the Braisa now. But the point is that as it relates to the regular Matan Dalid, Mechatesi, it's Me'akiv, Tamaloyma, that's why the Torah says after it says, V'asal apar kasha asal afarachatos, Ken ye asaloy, and from the words Ken ye asaloy, I learn that not only is there a Shina Akasav La'akiv with regards to the Matan Zayin, there's also a Shina Akasav La'akiv with regards to the Matan Dalid. Now, the Braisa said, V'asal apar kasha asal afar, another dik. That, let's speak out balpeh. Both of those words, par, Chazal held was extra. And the reason is because it's very obvious that we're talking about the par. Right? V'asal apar, kash, asal parachatas is in the middle of a narrative. The beginning of the narrative says, you have to bring a par. Now what do you do with the par? V'asal apar. So really, the Torah could have just said, v'asal. And the second lapar, we know for sure is extra. So says the Gemara, lapar, the first par is that par Yom Kippurim. That's regards to the par Yom Kippurim, to teach me what? Last Rashi, to teach me that the Par Yom Kippurim, that's the special part that the Kohen Gadol bring on Yom Kippur, is like the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Now Rashi says, Ulekamei Mefarish Mai Hilchas. And tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to explain with regards to what Allah is. Now you would say, why do you have to wait until tomorrow's daf? We just said, Matan Zayin, Matan Dalid, right? That you mean to get this. The reason is because we already have another Makar, a Yumadiga Makar, that all those Rikas and all those Hazois that were done in Yom Kippur were Ma'akiv. So Bal Karchach, if there's a Drasha, Lapar Zayim Kippurim to be Mashfit to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, it actually has to be not just with regards to the amount of Azois, it must be with regards to something else. Kasha Asala Par, with regards to the second part, Ze Par Koyim Mashiach. That's referring to the Par Koyim Mashiach to teach me what? That the Par Koyim Mashiach also has a Shina Kosov La'akev, right? Meaning, the Pashup Shad of the Pasik, Va Asala Par, Kasha Asala Par, is that you should do to the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur what you did to the Par Koyim Mashiach. But we're saying it's mefurish in the Torah that that's what you're supposed to. So it can't really be that's what the pasuk is coming to say. So what then is the pasuk coming to say? Va'asa la'par kasha asa shina kasav la'akiv, that whatever you have to do by the paral and davar shel tzibur is ma'akiv. If that's the case, at this point we actually know more about the paral and davar shel tzibur than we know about the par koyim mashiach. The paral and davar shel tzibur, not only you have to do what you did for the par koyim mashiach, here it's ma'akiv. I rather don't even know that it's ma'akiv when it comes to the par koyim mashiach. So I raise a ba l'lamed v'nim tzolamed. Right, the par koyim mashiach was coming in pshuta yishal mikra to be malamed on the paral and davar shel tzibur. But actually, the reason the Torah told it to me was v'nim tzolamed, because if all the Torah wanted to tell me was you have to do with the par koyim mashiach, I know it from what the Torah already laid out. And even the shina kasav l'akiv, the Torah didn't have to say the word lapar. Could have said va'asa lapar kasha asa. The extra word lapar is actually to teach me halacha in the free digger parish. This is mamash a hoiriest digger gemar. Right, it's to teach me halacha in the par koyim mashiach, to teach me that just like shina kasav l'akiv regarding the par koyim mashiach tzibur, so to shina kasav l'akiv with regards to the par koyim mashiach. It says the word hachatos, lafar hachatos, we know this is a chatos, elu si'iri avoidus kechavim. That's coming to be marba that the si'iri avoidus kechavim, so that's the par helim davashal tzibur avoidus zara version, right? So par davashal tzibur was what Rav Klai Yisrael did in Aveira b'shoigig al yidei shigiz bezit. What would be if that Aveira was an Aveira of avoidus zara? So then they had to bring a par and a sar, right? The par became an oiva and the sar was a chatos. So what is hachatos coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba that the si'iri avoidus kechavim are treated the same way. What does it mean, treated the same way? So here Rashi also explains, this is not a lekameh mefarish. Rashi says, number one, that it requires hazah on the paroiches. Number two, it required hazah on the mezbeach hazav, as opposed to on the mezbeach hachitzayim. Additionally, its basar needed to be burnt. And Rashi says, because if you look at the place that the Torah talks about this par, or this soyer, which is in Parashat Shlach, Torah doesn't mention any of these halachas. So the chiddush is that the soyer of Avodas Kechavim, which is a chatos, that's being brought in a similar vein as the Parashat Davar Shel Tzibur, is treated 100%, not only regarding the hazois, it's treated 100% like the Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur. I would think that maybe hachatos coming to be marba other chatois as well. Maybe it should be marba the Sir Haragolim, and Davar Be'itay Matoiv. Maybe it should be marba the Sirei Rosh Chadashim. Talmud loy marit says loy. Kein yeyasa loy. Loy is a miyat. So when marba, the sar that was brought for Avodah Zarah, when memait, the sar that was born on Yontif, and the sar that was born on Rukhaydish, says the Brais Matrois, the rabbi says, loy, say, loy. How do you know what to be marba, what to be memait? Maybe if I carry it. Achashariba, kosm, miyat, says the Brais, I'll tell you why. Because being that we have a ribui, hachatos, and we have a miyat loy, so marba ni es elu, shemechapren alaveras mitzvah yudua, umoitzi ani elu, shein mechapren alavera mitzvah yudua. There's a commonality that the sir of the Zora has with the Param Davar Shel Tzibur. And that is that in both of those cases, there was a Yediyah. They know, Klal Yisrael knows about the mistake that was made when they bring the carpet. As opposed to the Seirei HaRegolim and the Seirei Rosh HaChadashim, this doesn't take us back to Hiris, a little bit to Hiris, but this really takes us back to the beginning of Masech Teshfuas, right? The first, like, 15 block. And that is that the Sar that was born on Yontif as part of the Musafin, and the Sar that was born on Rosh Chodesh, part of the Musafin, that was brought for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. And Rashi says it was no Yediyah, like, we're not going back into that old huge machlokes tanan. But the bottom line is, there's no yediyah at all. So because there's no yediyah at the time that you're getting your atonement, so therefore it's less daima, and that's why we might say that the bread. Pasi continued and said, V'chiper aleim akoyein v'nislach lohem. So what does V'chiper teach me? V'chiper is marbe kapar. That you would have thought, maybe I didn't do everything the way I'm supposed to do it. Maybe I shouldn't get kapar. No, V'chiper, you're going to get kapar. V'nislach, the same thing. You would have thought, maybe you shouldn't get kapar. Kamash malon. Right, we had the other day, V'chiper, V'chiper, V'chiper. Even though you didn't do what you're supposed to do, still V'chiper. So it's the same type of drasha. V'chiper, you're going to get kapar. Even though you didn't do everything you're supposed to do. V'nislach, you're going to get slicha. Even though you didn't do everything you're supposed to do. V'chiper, what's that coming to be marbe? Even though there was no smith. Who was supposed to do smicha? The ziknei or eda was supposed to do smicha. Even though there was no smicha, the nislach avu bishlei nasan shirayim. Even though you didn't do the shirayim, says the brayis or matros lifsel ba'azoyis or the hachshav smicha. So essentially, what you're telling me is this pasuk is being very stringent on the one hand, very lenient on the other hand. It's being stringent. Va'asa kasha asa shina kasav la'akiv. All the azoyis, not only the matan zayin, matan dalit also. It's all going to be ma'akiv. But then it's also being very lenient on the other hand. Even though you didn't do this, even though you didn't do that, right? So how do I know that the hazoy is on ma'akiv, but the smicha and the shirayim are not ma'akev, says the Gemara, very poshet, amrit, poysel, bahazois. The reason I'm pasling bahazois, shem ma'akev is b'chol mokim, because you find that they're ma'akev b'chol mokim, machshani b'smicha v'shirayim, shem ma'akev b'chol mokim, as opposed to smicha v'shirayim, which is usually not ma'akev. Now you would think, what do you mean? The hazois are ma'akev b'chol mokim, right? Does this Gemara need hesper? You say, what do you mean? No, the hazois is the kapara, that's ma'akev b'chol mokim. The smicha, the shvicha v'shirayim, not. Rashi actually says that the Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to explain a little bit better what it means that the hazois are ma'akev b'chol mokim. And really, just the taitcha of those words, b'chol mokim, everywhere. We is everywhere, right? So, either way, this is the Braisa. Tomorrow's daf, we're going to pick up with Oymik in the Braisa, and we are going to stop here. So, as it relates to Raid, I think it's kedai to try to dip in one more time to some Dover Be'itay Matoiv, some Chumash Torah related to this week's parsha, more regarding the Kachim of Noyach. So, for the fourth time, the Pasuk says that as soon as Noyach emerged from the Teva, Vayetze Noyach uvanav v'ishtay v'neshe vanav itay, kol ha'chaya, kol ha'remes v'chol ha'oif, kol roimes ala ares, l'mishpecha yiseyem yotzim enatev. What was the first thing Noyach did? Vayive Noyach mizbeach l'Hashem. Vayikach mikol ha'behema ha'tahira, u'mikol ha'oif ha'tahar, vayal oivois ba'mizbeach. The first thing he did was he built a mizbeach. He took from all the kosher animals and from all the kosher birds, and he brought oivos. Vayarech Hashem es reach anichayach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu smelled the reach anichayach. Vayim Hashem alibay, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to himself, Loi oisav akalu oidas ha'adam ha'bavur ha'adam. Ki yetze lev ha'adam ramen u'rav, v'loi oisav oi lahakis es kol chay kasher osis. The tachlis, the toyeles, the noyach wanted should come about through these karbonas happen. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Loi, oisif, oi, lekalul, oi, desu adamo, bavur ha'adam. Vayorach Hashem esreach anichayach. Ad kidei kach that the Medrash says, Va'arva la'Hashem minchas Yehuda, v'Yerushalayim, ki mei oylam u'chashonim kan mei niyois. What's Kimei Oilam? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our tefillos and our karbonos should be sweet to you, like the sweetness of the karbonos that Noyach brought. Now, the Meshach the week, we spoke about different inyonim that are tucked away here in these two psukim. Number one, Vayive Noyach Mizbeach. Was it a Mizbeach or was it a bama? From the Gemara in Zvachim, Kufches, and the Gemara in Zvachim, Kuftes Vav, it's Mashma. This was a regular bama siyachin. In fact, the Gemaras in those two places learn critical halachas related to the dinim of Bamas Yochid from this pasuk Vayive Noach Mizbeach Lashem, from the Brachos Rabbah, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov's memory, Pirkei Dereb Lezer, Perek of Gimel, the Targum Yonasan, the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Beis Abchira, it's Mashma, that this wasn't just a Bama, but rather this was a Mizbeach, and not just a Mizbeach, it was the Mizbeach that Adam Rishon had built, the Mizbeach that Cain and Hevel built. In fact, the Mizbeach wasn't just built anywhere. Evan Ezra says it was built in Ararat. It was built in Turkey. This wasn't in Istanbul, right? This Mizbeach was built in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. It was built Tachas Shar HaShamayim. It was built literally in the Makom HaMikdash. And we mentioned from Meir Simcha that if that's the case, it's Yitochen, it's Gans possible, it's Gans Shayach, that it could be the dinim that governed this Hakrova was not Dinei Bama, but rather it was Dine Kachim. And if that's the case, that would explain why Vayorach Hashem is Reach Nichayach, says Ramey Simcha, even though we know Ein Reach Nichayach Bebama. It's based on the fact that this wasn't governed by regular Dine Bama, but rather this was governed by the laws of Mikdash. We mentioned the Ha'ara Nifla from Rabbi Yehuda Asad in the Shail Shachuvah's Yehuda Yala, and that said that what was the carbon that Noyach brought? He brought Oilois. The Pasuk says that he took from all the behemoths at Tahiris. Now, how many were all? It was 7 scharim and 7 akevis. We know the halacha is that oila could only be bazachar. An oila can't be born akeva. And if that's the case, then how is it possible that Noyach is bringing now an oila from an akeva? And we said that even though this was the order of the Baal Chavetz Chayim Sashar, it's mavur, navi dezar daf chav dalit, that you could bring an oilas nekeva on a bamas yachid. But hot tenach, if I even Noyach mizbeach, lashem was tak a bamas yachid. But what if it was a regular mizbeach in the makam ha-mikdash? And like Rameir Simcha said, it's yitachin that if that's the case, so it's being governed with Dinei Mikdash. Well, if that's the case, no such thing as an Oilus Nikeid. Anyway, it's just a smattering, just a little bit of the rape that we spoke about over the last couple of days. But in Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, the Pasuk says, what was the Karbonos that Noach brought? Vayal Oilus B'Mizbech. He brought Oilus. Why did Noach bring Oilus? You don't have to be Oilus. Right, we're learning kachem now. You can bring a chatas, you can bring an asham, you can bring an oila, you can bring a shlomim, you can bring a toida. Somebody emerges from the teva. You'd think, right? He's definitely from the arba tzrichim lahoides. So you would think now would be a good time to maybe go ahead and bring a carbon toida. Right? There's the mincha of arvel Hashem, minchas Yehuda. Right? There's something called a mincha, a pesach. Okay, it wasn't pesach, bechar, meiser, behema. Right? There's different types of karbonis. Mehecha teisi oilas. Now, I think the starting point to analyzing this is a Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tez Zayin Amar Av. The Gemara over there says, Itma, Rabbi Lozav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. There was a Machlokes and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, one said, Karvu Shlomo L'Bnei Noach. That Bnei Noach can bring Shlomo. The Chad Amar, the other one says, like Karvu, they can't bring Shlomo. Now, the background to this Gemara is, the Gemara says, that's Pashat, that Bnei Noach can bring an oil. Stating that, could Bnei Noach also bring a Shlomo, or could he not bring a Shlomo? It was Machlokes, Rabbi Lozav, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, yeah. The Chad Amar, not. My time, the man, the Amar, Karvu Shlomo L'Bnei Noach. What's the Makar to the man that holds? That Bnei Noach could bring shlomim. The post said the hevel hevi gamhu mi bechoyros tzoynoi umi chelveyem. Ezeu davar shechel by karev legabim mizbeach vein kulei karev legabim mizbeach. It sounds like hevel brought from the chelev. He didn't bring the whole carbon. Hevi yomer zeh shlomim. Must be a shlomim. Can't be an oila. Why not? Because an oila goes completely on the mizbeach. It's not only chelveyem. Thus, you see, hevel brought a shlomim. If hevel brought a shlomim, chad amar, a ben noach could bring a shlomim. My time demand amar loy karvu. So this is a more complicated mekart. Except the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Perik dalu pasuk tezayim, uri tzafayim, uvayi seimon. You know what this means? Tisnair uma, shemaseo betzafayim. Referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael does avoidus betzafin. V'savay uma shemaseh betzafin b'dan. Okay, tisnari the oiv dekechavim shemaseh betzafin. That all the karbonis that they bring is all betzafin, because an oilos brought betzafin. And it's Kodesh Kodashim, and they can only bring Oilos. The Savay Uma, the second part of the Pasuk, is talking about Klal Yisrael, that is Seimon. Seimon is even in Darim, because we can bring even Kachem Kalim, and Kachem Kalim is Nishchot B'chal Makoim. That could be even on the Darim side of the Azar. But either way, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, whether a Ben Noach was only able to bring a Karban Oila, or whether Ben Noach was also able to bring a Shlom. This is a very fundamental Shaila. And really, it's Negei a lot of Pesukim in the Torah, and if you go through the Gemara here, it's Vachon Kuf Tezayin Amaral, the Gemara actually goes through a lot of those Pesukim. But the bottom line is there was a big Machlokes Amayram. Machlokes, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanina. By the way, we don't know who said what, but Rabbi Ruvim Margolis did. I in Shom based on Yerushalmi. But either way, look, at first glance, l'chura, you would say that according to the Ma'amah that holds, that if a Noach was only allowed to bring a Noilus, it's Pashat, that's the reason. Vayal Oilus Mamas Beach. Noach is doch, he's not a Ben Noach, he's Noach Alei, right? He is Yofakoya Ha'av. He is a Ben Noach, and if Noach is a ben Noach, and the only carbon that a ben Noach can bring is an oilos. That's pashut. That would be this Indian of ayal oilos b'mizbech. The kasha would be, according to the man d'amar that holds that a ben Noach can bring not only an oilo, but he can also bring a shlomim. If he could also bring a shlomim, shtel sech teshayla, why did Noach bring an oilo? Why could Noach not have also brought, why could Noach have not also brought a carbon shlomim? And the emes is that even this simple teretz, that vayal oilas b'mizbeach, because a ben Noach, according to one man d'amar, could only bring an oila, that would only be true if you hold that Noach's karbonas were brought b'teiraz b'ma. But in the event that vayiven Noach mizbeach l'Hashem is, like Ramei Simcha said, Aliba, the Bracious Rabbah, and Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer, and Targum Yonis, and Ram Perk Pesach Hespes Abchiru, it's going with the Mahalach of Akrovas Mikdash. Well, if it's going with the Mahalach of Akrovas Mikdash, then it's Yitochin to say that even if Noach becheftz as a Ben Noach, but at the same time, if this whole Akrova, this whole Avoid is going with the Shulchan Aruch of Mikdash, then you would think that his Akrova should be governed by the Shulchan Aruch of Mikdash as well. But either way, if you hold that a ben noyach could only bring a noyla, and noyach is a ben noyach, and his akrov is going to with that krova of bnei noyach, b'mas yachar, all the halachas of akrovas bnei noyach, I learned out from this pasuk. Oh, so it's very good. Vayal oylo is b'mizbech. This is mamish so gishmak. That's why noyach went, and he brought an oyla. There was no other option. There was no other carbon for him to bring. He's a ben noyach. This is the only carbon he could bring. If, however, you hold that a ben noyach could bring a shlomen, and even if you hold that a ben noyach can only bring an oila, but this was a hakrov of mikdash, that then this starke makam tataina, that he could have brought any carbon at the very least. If he wanted to bring a shlomim, he should have been able to bring a shlom. So Emes says, could be the teretz is very simple. And that is, that at this point, Noach was not allowed to eat yet any basar. Avifel Noach was not allowed to eat any basar, so if he would have brought a shlomim, let's say, so what would he have done with the basar shlomim? He can't eat it. And just to let it sit around, that's an Isser. So that wouldn't have been an option. And if that's the case, could be his Pasha, he had to bring a carbon oil. He had to bring a carbon oil because he had to bring a carbon where all the basar was going to be put on the Mizbeach and was going to be burnt. But it's not Pashit. The reason it's not Pashit is because the Gemara says, my time at the Mando Amar Karvu Shlomo the Bnei Noach. What's Pshat in the Mando that holds that a Bnei Noach can bring a Shlomo? We learn from Hevel. Because Hevel brought a Shlomo. Well, Hevel was also not allowed to eat basar. And Afilo Hachir brought a Shlomo. So if Hevel could bring a shlomim, the Chayim Noach should also bring a shlomim. I think if that's the case, it's a little bit hajr kushal leduchte. Why then was it that Noach brought an oila? Why did Noach not at the very least bring a carbon shlomim? The emesis, you know, asks this kasha, mamish, not exactly, but you know, asks this kasha, the Zohar Kaddish. The Zohar Kaddish in this week's parasha. It's in Parshas Noach. The Zohar Kaddish is talking about the Yanuka. And the Yanuka saying Torah, Sisrei Torah, Pasach va'amar. The Yanuka, this Nar got up and he said, the pasuk says va'yiven Noach mizbeach lavaya, va'yikach mikol abehema Torah u'mikol ha'oif hator va'yal oylois ba'mizbeach, va'yiven Noach mizbeach dohim mizbeach ta'akriv be'odom kadma. This is the mizbeach that Adam Rishon built. And Adam Arishan brought Karbanis on, which, by the way, this is now another Makar, not like the Gemara's in Zvachim, Kufches, and Kuftezvach. We have the Bereshis Rabba, we have Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we have the Targum Yonason, we had the Ram Hilchos Beis Abchira, and now we have the Zohar HaKadosh as well. But either way, says the Zohar HaKadosh, that you want to know what this Mizbeach was, this was Yenem Mizbeach, says the Zohar, Noyach, Amai Korev Oila. Why did he bring an Oila? You have to ask the question. Why was it an Oila? Says the Zohar, the ha'oila lois salka ella begin hirhura de liba. Because a person brings a carbon oila when you have a hearer that you're not supposed to have, right? There's two chazals that talk about when a person brought a carbon oila. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, based on the Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Zvachim, says that oila was brought on chai ve'esen. And even then, it wasn't mechaper per se, but it's a doyrein, right? The Gemara gave a whole mashal. But the bottom line is, it's mechaper on esen. There's another chazal that the Rambam brings in his Pirush al Torah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and that is ha'oila al ruchachem. And we learn from there that carbon oila is mechaper for her alim. So said the Yanuka, that you want to know why Noach brought a carbon oila, the oila lo yisalke el beginning of the leap. Because the oila is mechaper for her alim. The Noach b'mochav, what was Noach chaya for? Elo says desire, because Noach hearer, because of some hearer than Noach had. What was the hearer? Because Noach, Omar Noach said, Hakutche b'richu gazar din on amud yischar. David made a gzeri that the world should be destroyed. Dilma begin the shays of Lee, maybe because I was saved during my tenure in the Mabel, kol schus apakali. Maybe I lost all my schusim, v'lo yishtar li schus ba'alma, and maybe I'm going to have no schus to be able to leave the teva. Miyad, as soon as he left the teva, he realized that the hearer that he had was a bad hearer, v'ayiven noich mizbeach l'Hashem, and he went ahead and he built the mizbeach. When you read the Zohar Kipshutai, it sounds like the Zohar is saying, the reason Noach brought an oila is because Noach was choyte behirer alev, and the hirer alev was that he was saying to himself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out of the teva. I mean, Eibishter speared me through the Yud-based chodesh of the teva, which in the Chumash Torah we spoke about, that was an oinish, right? And it required a special hatzolah to get out of the teva, even though Noach was put in the teva to be saved, but even to emerge from the teva, that required a bezunder schus. But either way, he said, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be able to survive. When he left, he chapped that was a mistake, because he did have the ability to leave, and he shouldn't have questioned the Eibishter. And because of that, he chapped that he asked to bring a carbon for the hira alev that he had, vayal oilois, because oilois mechapran hira alev. That's poshit the way you read the Zohar Kaddish. But if you look at the Mefarshei HaZohar, they're all very, very bothered with this. Mamish, ke'ish echad, belev echad, they mucha very, very strongly with this Zohar. And the reason they mucha very strongly with this Zohar is because it sounds then like by Noach going ahead, it sounds like Noach is doing something wrong, right? This is not something that he's allowed to do. That machshav of katointi mikola chasadim mikola emes is really a trefa machshav. That's what it sounds like. Yaakov Avinu said katointi mikola chasadim mikola emes, right? This is something that you find by the Avos HaKadosh, and this is something that you found by Grace of Tzadikim. And if that's the case, makshim all the mefarshei HaZohar, I don't understand. That'll be desire. Noach is punished for thinking katointi mikola. Whenever we think about Yaakov Avinu saying katointi mikola chasad mikola emes, right? It's something that we always think about in a very positive way. Meicha teisi over here, all of a sudden, this is a bad thing. Like, what's pashup shat? What's pashup shat? Then Noach would have been punished, and Noach needs kapar and needs ritzoy for saying katointi mikola chasadim. And because it is kasha, if you look at the Mefarshei HaZohar, a lot of them there mefarish this Zohar very differently. And they learn that really the Zohar just said that Noach was chayte with Hirur Alev. What exactly the Hirur Alev was, that the Zohar is not saying. And the next part of the Zohar, Ayin Sham, is already a whole other narrative. Abraham Mir stated on the Zohar that the reason Noach brought an Oila is because Noach needed kapar. He needed kapar for Hirur Alev, and Oila is mechap of Hirur Alev. What the Hirur Alev was, could be it's that machshava of katointi mikol hachasad mikol emes, but a lot of the Mefarshei HaZohar have a big issue with that, and as a result, they claim that really it's not mefurish what the Hirur Alev was. This is way above my pay grade. But Lule the Mistafina could be Pashup Shad is, Rashi says in Chumash, right? Noach is tzaddik, tom hoye b'day roisnav, esol kimis alech Noach, ki oischar isi tzaddik lefane b'dor hazeh. There's one slip-up that you find with Noach in all the Rashis. He was maimim v'ne maimim, right? That's what Rashi says. Noach was miktani amono. He was maimim v'ne maimim. He did everything right. Noach Chalila was not nichshol in the Gezel and Darius and all the things that were going on in that generation. But the one knetch that you do find with regards to Noach is that he was a maimim v'ne maimim. Maimim v'ne maimim is Hirur Alev, right? So that's Hirur Alev. And he needs kapara for Oila al Ruchachem. By the way, there's one other Indian that you find regarding Noach, the Zohar HaKadosh. Zohar HaKadosh says that Noach needed kapara, and Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem, that really he didn't have a schus atzmi to be saved because he didn't daven for the dar. Tefillah is also avoy the shevelev. Could be that's also shayach to Hirur Alev, not the Hirur that he did have, but the Hirur that he didn't have. But either way, that's the Zohar. The Zohar already addresses this question, and the Zohar says that the reason Noach brought Oilois was because of the fact that he needed Kapar. Now, why did the Zohar just say that the reason he brought Oilois because he was a Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach is only allowed to bring Oilois? So, Pasha, you could say, maybe the Zohar holds that Ben Noach is also allowed to bring a Shlom, Chadamah v'Chadamah. Now, this one, Ben Noach is allowed to bring a Shlom. But it could be even more than that, because what's the preface of the Yanuka? Vayiven Noach Mizbech Lashem, Vayikach Mikol HaBeim HaToy Mikol HaOif HaToy Vayal Oilois HaMizbech. Vayiven Noach Mizbech Da iu mizbeach da akrebe adam kadma. It was the mizbeach of adam. Zok the zayav aiten noyach amay karavoylo. Could be it's all behemshach. Could be it's all behemshach. Because avifo, this carbon that was being brought on the mizbeach of adam arishon. If that's the case, like Ramey Simcha says in Meshach Chachma, you're talking that it goes with a mahalach of mikdash. If it goes with a mahalach of mikdash, the noyach's now boxed in. Bad pun. But Noach is not boxed in now to all of a sudden having to bring a carbon that only a Ben Noach is allowed to bring. Right? Noach has ostensibly more options. So Zok de Zayavaita, if that's the case, on my car, it's not else Hakrov is Ben Noach, because Vayibin Amizbech is Doyim Mizbech, the Akribe Adam Kadma. Must be. The reason is the Ebeloi Salko, Ella begin Hirura Deliva. But just to end, with one other ha'ara, as I may inyan le'inyan, but is inyan. So it's machlokes in the Gemara whether Ben Noach was only allowed to bring an oila, or Ben Noach is allowed to bring a shlomim as well. There's only two options. It's neither oila or shlomim. The shaila is it only oila, or does he have the option to be able to bring a shlomim as well? What would be pshat in the mandama that holds that he could only bring an oila, or at the very least, why would he not be able to bring a shlomim? So Tzidu the Velt says, Tzadik HaKoyin says it's in a few places in his svarim, but all the chassidish svarim say this idea, and that is that the Umayis Olam are shayach to this Indian of being Moise Nefesh, of being makrif something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something that they're shayach to. But something that the Umayis Olam are not shayach to, and something that's uniquely Jewish, is to be able to take your guf and to be Mekadosh your guf, right? Climb the ladder of the Mesilas Yishar. That's something that's shayach to a Yid. An Olam was brought Kuloi Kol. It was brought 100% to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Noach is shayach. ish ish l'rabbi zeben noach, he can bring a carbon that's going to be kulay kol l'kadosh baruch hu. But to bring a carbon that's going to be necho by the bailim, that you're going to have kohanim moichlim u'bailim mischaprim, where the person himself becomes like a shtik mizbeach, like the Mesilas Yesharim himself uses this mashal in the end of the sefer. That's not something a ben noach is shayach to. That's something only a yiddish shayach to. And being that the shlomim had a chelik of the carbon that was nechal, really all carbonus other than the oila, had a chelik of the carbon that was nechal. It's for that reason the only carbon that you find that a ben noach was allowed to bring was the carbon oila. But I'll tell you a marimokim nifla that I found, and this is in the Pirish Zayis Ranon that was written by the Magen Avram, that Magen Avram, on Yalkut Shemayni. So the Yalkut Shemayni is in Parashat Tzav, it's in the Parashat of the Karbonis, and it's talking specifically about the carbon shlonim. The pasuk says, "Amru umay sa'olam lebilam." I'm just going to skip around. The umay sa'olam told Bilam, "Lama amra kadosh baruch hu liyisrael sheyaviu loy karbonis v'lanu layamar." It's not fair. The umay sa'olam heard about the Torah, and they heard in the Torah there's a whole sefer vayikra, there's a whole Torah's kainim, there's a whole limud kachim, and it sounds like the Jews have karbonis, we don't have karbonis. So lama amra kadosh baruch hu liyisrael sheyaviu loy karbonis v'lanu layamar. Amalei Bilam told the umay sa'olam, "Ha karbonis einon ela shalim." Whoever was mekabel the Torah, they have a right to bring the carbon. But whoever didn't, and the reason is because the karbonos are all shalom. Now, the Magen Avraham says, what was the question that they were asking Bilam? They don't have karbonos, they do have karbonos. It's not true. The question that they were asking specifically was, why could we only bring an oila? Why can't we bring a shlom? That was the question. Now, could be they're going to get the achatas and an asham another day. But today, this is what they learned. They learned the sugi of shlom. And they want to know, why can't we bring a shlom? And on that, Bilam responds, ha karbonos einan ela shalom. The shlomim is shalom, umicha kibbalas atayr shekzuvim ba tzarek sheyakiv carbon, but somebody else not. Skipping to the end of the medrash, and the way that the Magen Avraham learns it, this is all part of Bilam's response, or at the very least Chazal's pirish in Bilam's response. Bayu re'e. The oila was brought in Gansen to the Ebishta. The chelav and the emurim went on the mizbeach. The skin and the basal. The Yisrael had no part of it. Asham also, the emurim go on the mizbeach, and the oir and the basal go to the kayanim. But the toido, the emurel on mizbeach, the dam and the emurim on the mizbeach. V'achosav ashoit la kayanim, v'oira ubisara liyisrael. And it's not just the toido; it's every shlomim. Nimtza, if that's the case, what emerges with regards to the shlomim is oisa shalom. The shlomim made peace. Bein hamizbeach, because the mizbeach gets the dam and the emurim, ubein hakayanim who get the chaz and the shoik, uvein Yisrael who get the iron and the basar. Lochein nikra zevach hashlomim. That's why it's called zevach hashlomim. Sha'isa shalom lakoil, because it brings shalom to everybody. Ukeshay makriven zevach hashlomim. And when the yidu would bring the shlomim, hoya kadosh baruch hu noisen lempanim. The ebishter was nois upon him. Shenema yisa hashem panav elechav yosem luchasham. This is the medrash. Says the Magen Avraham. Let me tell you what's going on over here. What's going on over here? This is the oimik of the medrash. The umay shalom come to Bilam and they tell Bilam, we can only bring an oila. Why can't we bring a shlomim? I can bring an oila, not a shlom. I want to know why I can't bring a shlom. You know what the answer is? Because the yisoid of the shlomim is, it's something that brings shalom ba'olam. It's a carbon that is oisa shalom ben ha-mizbeach u-ben ha-keihanu u-ben Yisrael. What's the oimik, says the Magen Avraham? The oimik advarim is that when a yid brought a carbon and he was makir part of the carbon on the mizbeach, essentially, he's feeding the mizbeach, right? He's feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You find the lashon in pickle, in heyachel teyachel, right? Achel yeyachel. Ba'achilas adam uba'achilas mizbeach. There's a concept of the mizbeach eating. There's a concept of the mizbeach actually receiving nourishment and actually eating a chelik of the carbon. Says the Magen Avraham that when a shlomo was brought, there was a suda that happened. And you know who partook in this suda? This was a suda that involved the Ebishta. It was a suda that involved the Kohanim, and it was a suda that involved the rest of Klal Yisrael also. It's a very, very unique suda. An oila is a suda to the Eibishter. You have the schus to kaviyachel give the Eibishter achilas mizbeach. When a chatas and an asham were brought, so that's a suda that the kohanim, they're the nifchar of the nifchar, that they get to go ahead and they get to partake together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the shlomim is oisis sholim ben amizbeach b'dekan ben Yisrael. This is a feast. This is a meal where every single yid is invited to this meal. That type of suda, says the Medrash, Klai Yisrael is a shaychas to, that's suda the Bnei Noach have no shaychas to. And that's why, says the Magen Avraham, Bilam told him that the yid were makabel the Torah. The yidden of Yisam li segula mikol ha'amim. They're li, right? They have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're shayach to a shlomim. They can partake in that suda. You want to give the Eibishter a gift, you can give the Eibishter a gift. Oh, but tzizan achelik fin ha'shlomim, to be invited to such a suda, that's not something you have a shayachist to. I found a marmokim that I think a hoysofa to this, and that is the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rav Huna ki mati laikra bachi. When Rav Huna would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, "V'zavachta shlomim v'achalta sham." And Rav Huna would say, "Eved sherapim mitzapa lechel al shulchanai." The Eved that the Eibush is waiting to eat al shulchanai. Yisrachik mimenu, all of a sudden, doesn't want to have anything to do with me anymore. The Chziv Yeshaya Novi said in the Nevu of Chazon Yeshayo, Lama li roiv zivcheichem, Yoymar Hashem, says the Marshon Chedushi Agadis, Hashlomim heim kotshim, V'achiloson li Yisrael, Mishulchan gavayu kazach, the Shlomim is be'etzim kotshim, but the Yid gets to eat from that kotshim. You know why? Because the Eibishter says, thank you for giving me this, and I'm inviting you now to my suda. And the idea then of the shlomim is lotsum lehem sholim beineim olivein avim shabashamayim shalkei nikru sholim. And that was Rav Huna said, there was a time that we were able to eat the suda tzazamen with the Eibishter. There was a time that we were mamish holding right there. Aber v'ata nisrachku mimenu shenema lomali roiv zivcheichem. What's zivcheichem? Zevach is always shlomim. All of a sudden, David says, I don't want your shlomim. Says the Marsha, the oimik of Lomali Roivs of Chechem is, I don't want your shlomims anymore. I'm not going to sit down and break bread with you anymore. We don't have that relationship that we used to have. Just like a Ben Noach can't bring the shlomim, Kimavur, Yalkut Shemayni. Now the Novi said that the Yid's not able to bring the shlomim either because we no longer have that relationship. And that was Rav Huna. It used to be, V'zavach to shlomim v'achal to sham. And now all of a sudden, it's Lomali Roivs of Chechem, Yoimer Hashem. That's the oimik in Zivchechem, Yilosh and shlomim. That's the oimik and the contrast between that pasuk and the pasuk of V'zavach to shlomim v'achal to sham. The reason a Ben Noach can't bring a shlomim, La'isa man da Amar, is because the shlomim was Oisa Shalom ben Yisrael u ben Akehan ben Amizbech. But the oimik is, it's a suda that we're all eating together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishulchan kavayu kazachu. The Umay Sa'olim are always on the level of Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyim HaShem. You want to bring a carbon, you want to bring an oil, Seder. Oh, but Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyim HaShem. Klai Yisrael, Bezman Shemes HaNikdash HaYakayim, we will fakir. V'zavach Tashlomim V'ochal Tashom. That's the Madriga that we were on. After the Churban, it was Lomali Roiv Zivchechem Yoyimer Hashem, and that's Rav Huna Kimati Lahai Kra. When he used to come to that Pasuk, Havabachi, he used to cry. I saw that the In Eliyo, in his Chidushi Agadis, on that Sugya, Zvachim Kuft Hazayin Amaral, just read you one paragraph. He says, V'hine Mavur Bezoira Ubimidrashim, Shekol HaKarbonis Yu Betelim La'asid. Quotes this from the Zohar and the Midrashim. That Lasid Lavi, all the Karbanos are going to be bottled. Chutz Mishlamim. With the exception of the Shlamim. Lasid Lavi, all the Karbanos are going to be bottled. But the Shlamim not. Says the Inner Leo, why? What's the difference? See, he says the Pshat is halfled it. Because a carbon is brought for a reason. You bring a carbon, Chatos, because of a Chet. Well, Lasid Lavi, it's going to be Ubila Hamavasla Netzach. Right? They're going to bring the Eight Sahara and they're going to Shecht it Valolu Boichem, Valolu Boichem. An Asham's Bar Chet. Even a Toyda, Arbat Shechem Lahoidis, when you're a matzav of sakana, but no one's going to be in a matzav of sakana. You're not going to need karbanos lasad lavoi. The whole tachlis of the karbanos is not going to be negay. You know which carbon is going to be in negay lasad lavoi. The only carbon that we're going to have lasad lavoi is the shlomim, because you know what the shalom is. The shalom is a sudas mireyas. That's what it is. Is we come together with the Eibishter, we come together and we eat tzizamen to be ois the shalom ben hakadosh baruch hu uben hakayhanim uben yisrael. Everyone is invited. There's no hierarchy. There's no level. Every single person is allowed to come. That's the oimik of the carbon shlomim. That's why lo'isem man da'amar a ben noach is not allowed to bring a shlomim. A ben noach is not allowed to bring a shlomim. We should talk about zoicha to v'noach al sham min hazvachim. Right, it gives you a better appreciation min hazvachim min apsachim. That's what it means. V'noach al sham min hazvachim tezamen b'te'ebishta on a mizbeach chadosh b'tzion tachin. It's still this man of Musaf, I think. It's getting late, but I think we're still there. Either way, be it's Kael Tzedek. May it be a Amen.